What the bleep happened here?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. It's funny, right?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Don't listen to him. Go where I wrote that down.
I see. Okay, I got you.
They'll take care of you.
I'm being politics right now about where to possibly get a scooter.
Ah. Rob's going on and on about this place, and I said, just go there.
Uh-huh. Scooter City.
You got plenty of them.
Just because you wrote their jingle.
There's one near you.
If you need a scooter, you're going to root her for Scooter, Scooter City.
Stand by for Buzz's news. Buzz, I know that I've got some tape that goes with your stories.
Cool.
Like Ann Coulter.
Right.
And NASCAR.
Yep.
The one tape that we didn't get to today was from The View.
Ah.
And this was an episode of The View that was obviously recorded in advance. It was not a live presentation.
Okay.
But they're discussing the F-bomb, and Joy Behar really lets it go.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
Now, yes. New York Magazine had this article saying that it was okay to say the F-word in the office.
Oh. I disagree.
What about your story you were talking about you saw on CNN?
Well, but in the office, if like, what if you bang your hand, you go... Oh!
Oh, I think it would be a beep.
That's fine. But I mean, that's when it's okay if you do
right.
that.
Right.
The audience is stunned.
I didn't know you were going to say that. I was
neither
so
high.
You can see that coming.
Bill Getty
is on the floor.
But you know what? They'll take it out. But, you know, they have a 7-second delay on the show. Whereas on CNN, which I was watching yesterday,
right.
where they had that school shooting. I forget right. which.
Cincinnati, I think.
Yeah. And they had this young kid on television.
Right.
And he
Cleveland,
was,
I'm sorry. Cleveland, Ohio.
And he was saying that he had apparently encountered the shooter right before the incident. And the kid had said, the world.
Right.
And he said the word. Sort of like what I just did.
They are.
She did.
But he said on live.
He said it live on
television.
CNN. And I saw him watching him saying, did I hear that? And then I TiVo'd back. And it was, in fact,
So did they not bleep it because it was part of the news story, the actual quote of the shooter? Or did they not?
That hassle back.
You're saying because there's no delay.
They probably weren't expecting it, much like Joy. Even if they probably, he stunned them, too.
Now we're all going to be in trouble.
I blew the sound man's ears. I screamed so loud.
Okay.
Let it go. No, because Whoopi drops one too.
Okay. No, why is that a bad word?
My question is, why is that a bad word? No, it's not a bad word. You can say that word with a smile and with love.
That's right.
Please beep this.
The beep.
Okay.
Get the beep ready.
Get the beep ready because I'm making a point.
Yeah.
You look great. Okay. Now that you say it that way.
Yes,
She, I'll tell you something, and I don't think we dole out a lot of compliments to Whoopi Goldberg, but I think she has improved that show immensely.
I think
and the other people I tolerate.
She's the hottest woman without eyebrows.
She's brought a calm control to that show that it desperately needed.
You want to talk about out of control with censorship, though, when there was two real F-bombs in there. They not only bleeped them, but they pixelized their mouths.
Yes.
Did
they
really? So
you
couldn't see like what they were saying.
Right.
But even further in the segment when they were saying F, just like, you know, to substitute, they were bleeping the words F.
Really? The letter?
The letter. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should say
They're
letter.
Saying F this and F that.
They were quoting Dick Cheney. Because remember when he said
yes.
F all this?
Yeah, right.
And they
right.
bleeped that. Mm-hmm. So, but that was pretty shocking, I thought.
That's a good cow, Behar. The first time she says F.
The audience is the best, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, crazy. Like they, like
Look, comedy club stand-up comedian. Of course, she's sure. familiar with that word.
The audience is like...
As a verb.
Huh?
Because she likes to do it.
Okay, all right.
He's excited. It's Friday.
I forgot it's anniversary.
It's close to the green bottles.
It's
anniversary. Who knows? I might go home tonight.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. I'm well.
Hi there.
Very well.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show, and of course... Featuring Rob.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
He loves Fridays more than anybody.
He'll come and stand like at attention like a guard at Buckingham Palace. He just stands in front of that microphone, and damn if it's turned on or not.
Right.
He wants to say George Gobel.
He loves it.
That's not where I guard, Don.
God. Yeah, I know.
What makes a Nazi? Uh-huh. How does he get that way?
Oh, he's swell.
He is swell. He's a swell boy.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. When congressmen and their staff members visit foreign countries, they usually get vaccinated ahead of the trip for things like hepatitis, tetanus, diphtheria, influenza. Well, now they apparently get those same shots when they're about to visit NASCAR country.
Oh, it's Talladega.
The House Homeland Security Committee organized a fact-finding trip about, actually a couple of them, about public health preparedness at large gatherings. They sent staffers
to
two big NASCAR races, tomorrow's Bank of America 500 and the UAW Ford 500.
Get her done.
Before the trips, the staffers were vaccinated for all of the aforementioned diseases, including hepatitis A and hepatitis B. Lawmakers on the House Homeland Security panel have no comment on why, but a lawmaker from Concord, North Carolina, home of tomorrow's race, says, and I quote, "I've never heard of immunizations for domestic travel."
What does it take to protect yourself at a NASCAR race? Security, earplugs, maybe sunscreen. Yeah, and those five shots for hepatitis A, hepatitis B, tetanus, diphtheria, and the flu.
It's like ridiculous.
Weird people, but no, not weird disease.
I think it's a little bit of an overreaction on their part.
You don't need to be immunized to come to Lowe's Motor Speedway.
Listening to those people makes me want to take a shot.
It's ridiculous.
You don't got to be immunized to come to a Lowe's Motor Speedway.
You want to be immunized if you're going to go over to some ridiculous country where you're going
to be
immunized.
You don't need to be immunized to come to Lowe's Motor Speedway.
Hold on, there it is. Yeah, that's the best.
Immunized.
A little bit of an overreaction on their part.
You don't need to be immunized to come to Lowe's Motor Speedway in Concord, North Carolina. That's absolutely absurd.
First time I heard it.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
It has nothing to do with the spectators who attend the event. It's a wonderful event.
Can I tell you one thing? The only thing you need to immunize is your ears, because you're going to hear some ridiculous noise when you come to this race course.
Sure is hard to find a NASCAR fan that doesn't fit that stereotype, is it?
That's right. Let me shake your hand if you're not afraid of getting hepatitis B.
What not?
Kiss, kiss, kill, kill. Can wearing lipstick or kissing someone who does damage your brain? A U.S. consumer group says more than half the lipsticks it tested contain lead.
All of us wouldn't be able to formulate a sentence if that were true.
Thank you, Mike.
Have you have any of you cats caught on home video or in the theater the movie Breach?
No. I think maybe I have.
What about the guy that stole secrets?
With Hanson?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. Right.
Okay. You almost said, I've seen that.
It was ridiculous. With the father from American Beauty.
Right, that guy. He's
the
star.
Right.
We watched it last weekend on DVD.
Good movie.
And I swear to God, that guy was wearing lipstick throughout the entire
film.
Like
dark blue lipstick, like to make his lips look very dark?
No, like red lipstick. We actually stopped and froze the screen on more than one occasion and said, why is he wearing so much makeup and lipstick?
You know, I know the movie you're talking about, and it might be because the guy has such a lovely pallor that he's got such a lovely complexion. He's so pale that they might actually put that on him to give him just a little definition. He is one of the pale people.
I was just wondering. Yeah, and you're right. He is the dad. You're right. He's the Nazi dad from American Beauty.
Right, and the horrible spy that that they finally caught that pretended to be the great Christian, God-fearing Catholic man, but in fact was a little perv, too.
Chris Cooper, thank you very much. If anybody knows if that guy really has lipstick on in that movie, call me in the office and let me know.
You'll be waiting all evening, right?
Yes, as I do every night, Mike. Right. As you know, everyone who can't get through on the Don and Mike show, keep calling, because I sit in the office sometimes till 9, 10 o'clock at night answering your calls.
This portion of the Don and Mike show brought to you by Scooter City.
So a consumer group says more than half the lipsticks it tested contain lead. 61% of the 30...
You see, that's funny, because there's a guy that we know named Ken Beatrice. This guy, when he would get done with his show...
Really would.
He would not only talk to people that were on hold. If you couldn't get through, you left your phone number, he would sit and call you back at 1:30 in the morning. His show was on till 7 to midnight.
Yeah, and he would stay in his office even on a Friday night and then go home and... eat canned soup.
A tradition of dedication you carry on today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
61% of the 33 brand names they tested contained measurable amounts of lead. A third of the lipsticks exceed the government's safe limit for lead content. CoverGirl, L'Oreal, and Christian Dior had the most lead. Over a third of the brands had no lead at all, but the government has no rules about lead content in lipstick specifically. Banquet pot pies are being recalled across the country today because of an outbreak of salmonella. The pot pies
What are you applauding for now?
He's applauding banquet pot pies.
They are delicious.
Have those been in your freezer?
They might be in my freezer even as we speak.
They're also sold under the store brand names Albertsons, Kroger, and Food Lion, to name a few.
Oh.
And they've been linked to 139 cases of salmonella.
I can't imagine anything from Food Lion would be involved in a recall.
No deaths have been reported, but one family is suing ConAgra, the maker of the pies, over a child made sick by one of those pies. Mm-hmm. Delta Airlines also being sued by a family after an 11-year-old girl flying alone was sexually molested on the flight.
Oh, Jesus.
Man reportedly took the open seat next to her and exposed himself while touching the girl's face.
Now, that makes me mad.
Of course it does.
Oh, no, it's bad.
Very bad. The family says Delta failed in its promise to keep an eye on the girl. Hence the lawsuit. It's come to this. Schools are sending home obesity note. I know.
That's a gross story.
That is a terrible story. And, you know, I mean, don't you just, I have a little fantasy about it. Like, would it be cool? You know, get the plane down to that altitude where, you know, the plane wouldn't decompress, you know, and then just push him out the plane.
That would be good.
Oh, yeah.
It's come to this. Schools are sending home obesity notices to parents of big kids. The mother of an elementary student she describes as big boned says the note made her daughter cry. Mom, said the girl, the school tells me I'm fat.
She's eating all of the other students' lunches. Did you ever get a note from your school saying that your son is too fat?
Dear Mrs. Panette, earlier today, one of our teacher aides was eaten by your
son. I know I need to lose weight. You know, I'm no dummy.
Where's that guy that goes to the deli?
And I'll do anything for food.
There he is.
I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time with 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I'm never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Yeah, baby.
Well, the health notice being sent home with school kids listed, in this case, the girl's weight and body mass and classified her as overweight. Not obese, as is often the case these days. Overweight. The parents of obese kids got notices as well, but this mom says the school should have mailed the notice instead of making the kid take it home herself. The school says it sends home the information in sealed envelopes along with a report on the child's eyesight and hearing.
Don't break the seal.
Dear Fatty. You were too fat for school.
State officials in California are executing search warrants on the psychiatrist for the late Anna Nicole Smith. They're investigating her death from a drug overdose.
Did you read
Mommy boobies.
The interesting thing about this, when they went to the house today to execute the search warrant,
what?
Howard K. Stern was at the house.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I heard
That's
about
that. That's a little weird, isn't it?
All ties
That's
together.
That's a little hinky.
And we'll get to those Ann Coulter tapes when we continue.
Oh, I've been waiting. I've been waiting for Ann Coulter.
They're next.
Ann Coulter.
All Rob keeps saying is Ann Coulter makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh. And then he just keeps yelling at you, George Gobel.
Scooters. Anniversaries.
Now he's quiet. Now he's being quiet. Anything to say, Mr. Man?
I love my wife.
Okay,
we'll
be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.